Welcome to the Edinburgh Cider Review, issue 14. My name's Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, a.k.a. IT.
Good evening.
Good evening. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
How have you been?
I've been all right.
Good. Good. So, let's do the usual. What's in your fridge?
This week, we have three sweet ciders, starting with a Henny's Apple Sweet, which I'm looking forward to trying. Thanks to Casper and Natalie for that one. We have a Tut's Clump. This one is the Royal County, which is their sweet version. Thanks to James Bucknell. And we also have an Oliver's Making Hay, which is their sweet cider. Who got us that one?
I'm not sure.
Thought it was your friend.
Oh, Robert Ainsworth got us that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so they're all sweet cider. And they're all brands that we've had before. So, well, let's just dig in.
Sweet variety. Yeah, where do we start?
Well, they're all sweet, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I know they're all sweet, but... Okay, let's start with the Oliver's.
Oliver's Making Hay Sweet Cider.
So we've had the Oliver's Shazam and the Oliver's Perry before.
Yeah, and we liked... We liked it, but we preferred it when we had it in the pub than we had it when we had it in the bottle.
Yeah, we did. So
anyway...
Let's see what we think of the sweet.
It's good. It's not as sweet as I was expecting.
Yeah, I think that's what... every time we try a sweet cider, I'm always expecting it to be, like, really sweet.
Like this lacrosse.
Yeah, possibly. But, no, I like...
Or J.K. Scrumpy or something like that.
Well, that's just the ultimate of...
Sweet cider.
Yeah. But this is... It's nice.
It's actually more medium, I would
I'm really kind of struggling to find anything interesting to say about it, but...
No, I like that. I like it. It's quite medium. It's good.
I do like, actually. I'm thinking, taste-wise, the organic Dunkerton's, which is the sweet version. That's what I'm comparing it to.
No, I think the Dunkerton's was better, though.
Yeah. I was in a place down south the other week, and the two ciders that they sold were the Black Fox Dunkerton's and the Premium Dunkerton's.
So where was that?
I was very impressed. Some place in the middle of nowhere near Beth's parents. Near my girlfriend's parents. So yeah, that was a good evening, Dunkerton's.
That sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, we like. I think definitely prefer this to the standard Shazam for them. Possibly because...
What did we give Shazam?
I can't remember. It was probably like around about 6 or 7-ish.
We'll whip out the cider league table and we'll check. Let's be a bit more careful about this because there's so many there. We're going to get so many inconsistencies.
Yeah, we do need to start kind of bearing in mind what we've given other ciders before we just leap into picking numbers at our head.
We better edit this bit out while you check our own website.
While I check our own cider league website. Do get on to check out all the ciders we've tried on the show. Ciderview.com.
There you go. /league.
/league indeed, if you want to get straight into the cider league. Now, we gave the... What am I looking up?
Oliver Shazam.
God, we got so many on here now, I can't even find it. Did I add it on? Where is it? I don't think it's here.
It's not there.
Did we not add it?
We must have done.
Okay.
Okay.
This has gone a bit wrong.
Unless we edit this bit out and... IT's incompetence means we can't decipher between the two Oliver cider. I'm going to say it's about a 7. It's between a 7 and 7.5.
I was going to give it 7.5.
Okay, I like it. I'm going to give it 7.5 as well.
Okay, cool. So that joins one of the many ciders that we've given 7.5.
It's quite balanced. I like it. It's like, gets subtle things all over it at the back.
Mm.
There's nothing dry about it. But I wouldn't say it's overly sweet either. So
definitely not.
I would say it's maybe you could argue it's mislabeling.
Well, no, sorry. Just to confirm, I say that they're all sweet. Actually, this one does just say sweet.
Yeah.
So it is. Yeah, it is classed as sweet. So there's one.
So Oliver's Making Hay, a sweet cider, but it's just called Oliver's Making Hay. We're giving it a 7.5, but we like it.
We do.
We like it. Not necessarily as sweet as you might expect, but good. Yeah, I wolfed that down straight away. There was no issues drinking that, was there?
Drinkable.
Yeah, right, next on the agenda.
Let's try this Henny's. I want to try the Henny's.
The Henny's?
Yes. I've been looking forward to trying this Henny's. I've started taking a liking to the Henny's vintage.
This is the third Henny's we've tried.
And I've really, for quite some time now, been wanting to try this Henny's sweet.
You just like Henny's because they're nice to us on Twitter, don't you?
No, I like Henny's because I like Henny's. But you're still pouring out loads.
So this is Henny's apple sweet cider, as opposed to the vintage and the medium dry that we've had?
Just the dry. It was a dry with a white label.
The dry we had, and we also had the vintage.
And the vintage. I like the vintage.
This is the third one we've tried.
It looks very similar to the Oliver's.
It says apple sparkling. Sweet. Is there a difference between apple sweet and sweet?
I think they're just...
Just to make it a bit different.
I think they're just saying that the sweetness has come from the apples as opposed to being added. That's what I'm guessing they're trying to imply there.
I like that. That is different.
Ooh.
That's genuinely different.
Ah. E.
You do make some strange noises, don't you?
I'm trying to avoid the word different by making noises.
Well, I used it because it's genuinely true this time. I know you say that all the time, but this time it's genuinely true.
Yeah. I do like this. I like this. It's sweeter than the Oliver's. Appleier. Yeah. I can see why they've said apple sweet.
That's really good.
Mm.
That's potentially very good.
I like. So thank you, Graham and Natalie.
Was it Graham and Natalie?
Yes.
You used his nickname.
They hinted his...
Graham, a.k.a. Casper.
Now, I just thought I'd use both names in case...
Right. In case our listeners got confused.
Yeah.
Even though they don't know who the guy is. But they chose a fine cider. This is a... I'm tempted to give this a very good grade. It reminds me, in a way, of JK's Scrumpy, in a way, but a shade drier, because JK's Scrumpy was very sweet. Too sweet for me. This is still quite nicely sweet, but it's still got an element of subtlety to it, and it's quite unique as well.
I'm giving this an 8.
I think it deserves more than that. I mean, I gave JK's Scrumpy an 8, and you gave it a 9.5.
Yeah, no, JK's Scrumpy is completely different to me. There's nothing like JK's Scrumpy.
But I prefer this to JK's Scrumpy.
Okay.
So I would give that a 9.
Okay, so what's that, 8.5 we're ending up with?
Yeah.
Okay.
We should talk more about this, because this is seriously good stuff.
You never guess what, we don't actually have any 8.5s.
We don't?
Well, other than the ones I might have forgotten to put on here. So
yeah. So after the show, IT is going to be quite busy updating the cider league table.
The Henny's sweet. It's the one in the purple bottle. Look out for it.
Top class cider, that.
I think this was from Tesco's, one of the Tesco's in Edinburgh, possibly in Asda.
Why was it? Because Casper bought us that.
Yeah, I know, but he said what he stopped off in.
Oh, he stopped it. Oh, he told you where he got it. Right.
Apparently he had the cider list in the shop and was going through it, checking which ones we had. Anyway, so next, on to the Tux Clump.
On to Tux Clump.
So, Tux Clump cider from Royal County, from near Reading. Thanks to our friend James.
James Bucknell, this one, not you.
No, yes, not me, James. Other James. Now, this one I think is described as medium sweet. So, yeah, we probably should have thought about that a bit more, because we're going the wrong way. But anyway.
Medium sweet, yeah.
So it'll be interesting. So this one's a touch cloudy compared to others. A touch paler, but a touch cloudy.
Yeah, it is. This looks a bit scrumpy-ish.
No distinctive aromas.
It's like a fizzy or scrumpy. What's it called? Royal County. There's not many bottles that you would see where the label is three road signs.
Yeah. Pointing to touch clump, Rossum Road, Bradford.
It smells like scrumpy as well.
Mm. Right, let's give it a sip.
Medium's about right.
Hmm. There's a distinctive, almost aftery taste there. I'm getting.
What, like a dry aftertaste?
No, just something a bit... There's something to it. It's got a bit of body. Is that the right word?
No, I was going to say that as well. It's got a bit of body.
Yeah. We're getting better at this, you know.
it's almost... I think it's one of those... this is what Peter was saying from Thistle Cross. He was saying, sometimes you've got that kind of false sense. So the start, when you start drinking a cider, what you call mouthfeel, where you expect to taste something, but then it's not there.
Yeah.
That's what this is doing, because you're expecting it to be dry based on how it's starting to taste.
Mm.
So it gives you an element of dryness, even though the dryness isn't there.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
Are getting good at this, aren't we? It's a false dry cider. This is a new genre. Maybe that's why they're calling it medium or sweet, or maybe it's just because we've had sweeter ciders before this. Either way, it's nice. It's interesting.
Yeah, I like. I definitely prefer it to the Oliver's. The Oliver's was nice, but there was nothing special about it. This is nice, and there's something different about it.
Yeah. In some ways, it's like the opposite of Jaggy Thistle, but in a good way. Because Jaggy Thistle was dry, but you kind of felt something sweet about it.
Mm.
This is sweet, but there feels something dry about it. So you definitely get that kind of mouth feel. at the end of it.
I'm just going to have a quick sip of the Henny's and
what
see what I'm thinking. I'm going to go for... I can't really... I could pick either of those. I couldn't, so I'm going to go for an 8.
Well, to me, now that we've had a lot of cider in our show, I only give something an 8 or above if it's got something unique to it. And this does.
Yeah.
Well, one, die like it. Two, is it got something unique to it. So it gets an 8 at least. Yeah, I'll give it an 8
an
as
8.
Well.
Okay, cool. So that was an 8 overall then for the Tuts Clump. But the Henny's was out in front and the Oliver's lagging behind.
Yeah, but three good ciders.
Yeah, you were... And when you came in and you saw the three bottles sitting there and they were all ones that we'd had before but different varieties, well, you were like, oh, we've had those before.
Well, I was saying, yeah, we've had these before and sweet cider isn't the thing that would automatically attract me.
Yeah, okay.
But that's because I've still got that latent thought in my head of Kopparberg or
yes.
some other Swedish pish.
Yes.
If I'm going to get sweet cider. But this is not. This is
no.
three good brands of cider.
Proper sweet cider.
With unique flavours in them.
Yep.
And I'd recommend all three.
Indeed.
And
indeed.
I'd recommend the brands as well as the specific sweet ciders that we've looked at.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Henny's is probably the most popular out of them.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen any shots that sell the Apple Sweet. But there are Henny's is in some of the supermarkets. But yeah, I think Oliver's and Tuts Clump are quite unique, certainly.
In fact, this seems a good opportunity, now that we've kind of finished your fridge. See if you look at the big brands of cider, or the medium brands of cider, medium-sized brands of cider, ones that are not common to see in pubs, but you will get if you go to a good store in Edinburgh.
Okay.
And you are likely to get if you go to a good store in other reasonably-sized towns or cities. I'm thinking of the likes of Henny's, Dunkerton's, Sheppy's maybe.
Yep.
Those three.
Okay.
I would say Henny's and Dunkerton's are the two of the good, really good ciders that you might find. They're the ones to go for.
Yes.
If you're looking for a good cider, Henny's and Dunkerton's
are
the ones to go for.
Very much Henny's and Dunkerton's fans.
Yeah. As am I. So good fridge.
Cool.
So let's move on. Cider news.
Well, after your abysmal attempt at trying to research some news in the last podcast, we've got quite a lot of news this week.
I'm refraining from good, having an argument because
we don't have time.
We got a complaint that we had too much of an argument.
We've got
your news.
Okay, so...
Leave the snidey comments to one side.
Yes, please do. Aspel has launched a new cider.
Oh, has it? Well,
now,
that is news.
Limited edition. But it is still sold in 500ml bottles. It's to commemorate the centenary of the composer Benjamin Britten, which I'd never heard of, but I think he's some classical music guy. But what's interesting is, for Aspel's, it's going to be a still cider.
An Aspel still cider?
Yes.
Is it going to be real? I doubt it.
Well, no, Aspel's... It depends. Let's not get into the debate.
No. I suppose I'll put it differently. Is it going to be a good... crafted cider, or is it going to be a kind of...
Well, that's why. It being still, I would hope it would be. Let's rephrase that. It being still, I would hope it would be more like a proper real cider than...
Like an Old Rosie or something like that.
Aspel's drafts. Well, not even necessarily that, because the Old Rosie's not... So let's try and get hold of some, and it'll be interesting to try out the Aspel.
Okay. What are they calling it?
Because I'm certainly ill. It's called Festival of Britain Still Suffolk Cider.
Festival of Britain.
Britain as in Britten, the composer.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
So it'd be good to
I see what they've done there. Wee double entendre. Okay. No, very good. Right.
Next, Cidre de Récoltante.
Yes.
Did I say it right that time?
Yes.
I'm getting good at this.
It's not a difficult thing to
Duché
say.
Duché de Longueville.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, right. We like.
Yeah, we do.
We are fans. It is now going to be available in Sainsbury's.
Is it? See, this is the thing. Like, I suppose that's good news, right? But see, because in Leith, where I now live, it's quite easy to get Cidre de Récoltante in pubs even these days. There's, what, 3 or 4 different pubs now that I can think of that sell it?
Yeah.
So, great. But Well, it's, I suppose it's, no. good, it's good for the wider picture of yeah. getting good cider in supermarkets and good cider in pubs.
Exactly, and... exactly. And apparently Sainsbury's, I think, have got a vintage cider festival on at the moment, so I need to get down to Sainsbury's and see what's
do they?
What's going on. Yes.
I'll need to go there as well. Then.
While talking about supermarkets, also got news that Thistle Cross is going to be sold in Tesco's. So Thistle Cross is now in Tesco's, Sainsbury's, Morrison's and Waitrose, apparently.
Okay.
So they're properly spreading out.
They're doing okay.
In Scotland, at least. In Scotland, at least. What was that? I should have looked this up. You mentioned a cider competition in your news last episode.
Which one was it?
Yeah.
The World Championships.
There's a World Championship thing, okay. I couldn't remember. But basically, I came across an article today saying that the International Cider Challenge was on the other week. And what caught my eye... was the Ampleforth Abbey cider that we tried a couple of shows ago. Remember that one?
The Yorkshire one?
Catherine Nadley got.
I remember.
That won a bronze award in it. And Dunkerton's Black Fox and Premium were both given gold awards. So those are just a few ciders that have come up tops in their review there. I won't go...
That's interesting. See, that sounds like an opinion that's worth listening to.
Yeah.
But I would only disagree with them the fact that... I think the Ampleforth was okay... But I'd like to see what the full competition was. But
there was there's loads of it. There was 149 entries. I recognise a lot of them. The top ones.
And they gave Ampleforth third. I mean, I'm fine with the Dunkertons.
Well, I think they gave. It wasn't like there was one, two, and three. I think they had classes and they gave gold, okay. Several bronze, etc. The top ones, which were like trophy, which was like above broad, above gold even. I hadn't heard of any of them.
Well, let's find them then.
So
we still need to find that Devonshire Red one as well.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, if anybody knows where you can get Devonshire Red, please let us know, because that's one that we really want to try. Because one, we've not done any Devon cider.
Yeah, that's true.
And two, it's meant to be really good.
Or please send us a bottle if you can get your hands on some.
Yeah, send us a bottle.
And we'll mention you.
Contact us at theorchard@ciderview.com.
Yes, get in touch. Theorchard@ciderview.com. So, now, okay, onto some more interesting news. Cider Growlers are coming to Edinburgh.
Cider Growlers.
Now, I briefly mentioned this, I think, outside the show to you. But basically, for anyone that doesn't know what a growler is, it's quite popular in the US, Australia and Canada, I believe. And it's basically a big glass refillable bottle that you then basically go into a growler store and you get them to fill it up with any variety of beer or cider. And then you just take it home. And when you're done, you go take it back and get another one. And so the first growler shop is opening up in Edinburgh, in Morningside, at the end of this month.
I thought they delivered as well.
Well, that's the plan. We'll get there. He's hoping to deliver at some point.
Oh, right.
But to start with, he's basically going to be doing 1, 2, or 3 litre growlers that you rent, and then you just go in and choose what cider or beer you want. To start with, he's planning to get in Black Dragon and Fire Fox from Gwynty Drive.
Your pronunciation is getting better here.
Thank you. I've been practicing. As well as the one and only Jaggy Thistle.
Jaggy Thistle.
So this should be pretty much, as far as I'm aware, the only way that you can take some Jaggy Thistle to try at home. Because Jaggy Thistle at the moment is only in boxes in pubs that I'm still don't even know any pubs that have Jaggy Thistle.
Well, to be honest, this is very good news. Now, I know Growlers are a client of your web business.
Slight disclaimer, I developed their website.
Declare
but equally.
But this is genuinely good cider news, because this is a way for people to get good cider, not just good cider, options of good cider, and stuff that you cannot get very easily and get it brought to your home.
Yep.
This is very good news.
So I'm quite excited to be getting my hands on some Jaggy Thistle.
In fact, let's imagine the scene, right? It's in Morningside, right? So there's people there with rich houses, big gardens. They're hosting big garden barbecue parties. They want something different. What are they going to do? Get some growlers of Jaggy Thistle in.
Yes.
Problem solved. They will be fairly pissed after a few hours at that rate, but
so,
good news.
I mean, I'm looking forward to Stuart, guy that runs it, he showed me the list of ciders that you can get from his current supplier. And there's quite a selection from a cider maker called Mr. Whitehead's. That look interesting. So there's going to be a lot of interesting ciders coming that way.
Is he going to give us some free stuff for the show as well?
I'm sure he might if we're plugging him on the show.
Yeah, we'll give him a tweet and everything.
So get yourself over to growlerbeersuk.com, and if you sign up for the mailing list, you can get yourself a free growler if you're quick, because I know there might well be a few free ones still going. So excited about the growlers coming to
Edinburgh. Oh, it looks good. Very good.
Fuller's Brewery. They make London Pride, the beer.
Yep.
I think they also own about 400 pubs and hotels throughout the country.
Yep.
They have just bought Cornish Orchards.
Okay.
And not as in like lots of apple trees in corner. In
the Cornish corner, Orchard Cider.
But as in the Cornish Orchard Cider for £3.8 million.
£3.8 million?
And they're planning...
It's not the best cider, though.
It's, I mean, it's still... It is real cider.
We haven't had it in the show, disclaimer.
We haven't. I've never seen it in bottles. I've only ever seen it a draft in a pub.
Had it in draft in two or three pubs at least in Edinburgh.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few.
It's not the best. It's two shades above a Strongbow.
Yeah, well, nah, it's better than that.
I'm saying two shades. I mean, two shades, two distinct...
Right, okay.
Two distinct shades above.
But they're apparently planning to expand it. So hopefully that will mean that will be some...
No. More expand does not mean get better.
Yeah, I know. I can only wish.
It means...
I can only wish it.
Marketed better.
Yeah, probably. And lastly, an interesting article here. Jeremiah Weed. We have...
The IT, right. This has been your best news so far.
Yeah.
Right? By some distance, you've done very well this week.
Okay,
right?
Go on.
Now, you might be about to ruin it.
Why? Do you think you know what's coming?
Well, it's nothing to do with cider.
Oh, okay. You reckon?
Yes.
Jeremiah Weed. We've had it. We tried it as a Let's Branch Out.
In our first show.
Was it the ginger or the sour mash? I can't remember now.
Sour mash, first show.
Yeah. And we didn't really know what
it was. Almost a year ago now.
We didn't really know what it was.
Well, we did.
We didn't really know whether it was a beer or a cider or what. Anyway.
Well, it was not.
Jeremiah Weed
yeah.
is rebranding as cider.
As cider?
Yes.
But it's not cider.
They are rebranding themselves as Kentucky Style Cider Brews.
All right, but it may be what that sizor style thing that Peter was talking about.
Well, yeah, possibly, because they're describing the ginger brew that we had. They're not changing the liquids. It's going to be exactly the same, but they're simply just changing how they're trying to cotton on to the cider brand. Basically,
to be honest, I mean, Jeremiah Weed was okay, right? It's quite nice for as a one-off, but we liked it because it was different.
Yeah,
that was it. I don't order it anymore.
Okay,
right?
Good
because
for you.
It's kind of cheap shit, and it's. It's not cheap, but it's shit. It's
no, I agree. It's probably more for those people that like Copperbergs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
it's nice as a one-off.
They're describing the ginger brew as an apple cider with lemon and a kick of root ginger tasting goodness.
All right.
They're describing the sour mash brew as an apple cider blended with herbs, tea, oakwood, and bourbon. So
that sounds like a lot of bollocks.
So it's interesting that they've come out now and have decided to say, yeah, we're actually cider. Whether they decided just to keep that mystery before so that it was like, ooh, something completely different.
Yeah. Well, there's so much, you saturate your we are different market, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. So now
then you
come
go
out
for,
and said
well, we're
not
a cider, even though you're nothing like a cider. Yeah. You're not even, like, Copperberg's more of a cider than they are.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, anyway. Yeah, probably.
All right, fair enough. No, probably. It was probably. Worth noting.
So there you go.
That just decided
an interesting.
Well, congratulations. By a long, long way. Your best effort. It could be because you've had a month of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a month since we did the last
and
edition.
You missed all the good stuff because you didn't bother doing any research as well. So it's been even longer.
Oh, right. See, you have to get the dig in. I've just given you a massive compliment, right?
You are, I know. And
I know you've cheapened the podcast by making this an argumentative podcast.
I'm not arguing.
Anyway, right. That was cider news, a good cider news. So next, we review a pub in Edinburgh or pubs.
Yes.
So we're going to discuss an evening myself, IT, and a friend of ours had in Brunsfield.
It was Morningside
/ Brunsfield.
We started off in Morningside to try and check out some of the pubs there,
yeah.
See what they had in the ways of cider.
For those of you not in Edinburgh, which are quite a few, the majority even, Morningside's seen as one of the nicer areas of Edinburgh, posher in some ways, but this is the kind of the more town side of Morningside, obviously, because there's a row of pubs that sort of snake their way back via Brunsfield back to the city centre. So we went there, because it's not an area of Edinburgh we go to very often, but it's a nice area. We thought we'd check out the pubs. So we started off in what pub?
In the Morningside Glory.
Morningside Glory, where they had no cider.
No cider
worth speaking of. Nice little pub at the corner. The kind of pub that you drive past a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I do in the way to the golf course.
It's on a distinct junction.
Yeah, a distinct junction within Morningside. It's a nice little pub. Didn't have any cider worth speaking of apart from your Magners, etc. We went there. Worth going to is a pub, not so much for the cider. Next, we went to a pub which was better, which was round the corner.
Bennett's,
yes, that was it. It was a nice pub, and it's not one that you would easily see unless you were going there, I don't think, or you were a local. And they had good cider. I had Black Rat there, I think, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They did Black Rat and Aspel's on draft. Just to be clear, I think there's two places called Bennett's in that area.
One's Brunsfield, one's Morningside, though, isn't it?
Well, yes. So this was Bennett further south.
This must be fascinating to folk that are listening in other parts of the world.
Well, they'll know Edinburgh.
They're making
like the back
distinction between a pub in Morningside
at least,
and Brunsfield.
At least when they do come and visit Edinburgh, like everyone should, they'll know exactly where to go for good cider.
Yeah, but they're not going to listen to 20 episodes on their way up, are they? Well, in fact, they might well do.
Perfect, yeah.
We got a tweet from a listener the other day saying that it was good. We're good driving listening.
All right. I didn't see that one.
Yeah. Road trips in America. They listen to Lex Ars.
Cool.
Anyways, we left Bennett's. Where did we go? We then went to that big pub in Morningside, didn't we?
Merlin.
Merlin, yeah.
The Merlin. Now, we went in Merlin, and we quizzed them on what ciders they had going.
Yeah, and the boy quite proudly stated all the ciders he had, which included, in his view, Copperberg, Magners, Bulmers, etc. Then he said quite a few, chuckled, as if he was quite proud of what he'd said. What do you want, boys? We then left because they didn't have anything that met our specifications.
After I questioned whether he actually had any real cider.
Well, you said real cider or good cider.
Yes.
You said real cider, I said good cider. he didn't have any, so we left. But we have since found out.
Yes, now I've been told by someone that was in literally 3 days after we were in there that they just got on a new proper cider. So if that's true, I'd like to take... As we walked out when we didn't have any good cider.
Thanks to the Edinburgh Cider View, Merlin in Morningside is one of the biggest pub in Morningside.
It looked a nice modern.
Yes, it's a nice kind of big modern, like Wetherspoon style, but slightly more sophisticated pub. And it now sells, we hope.
So if you're near the Merlin, please check it out and tweet us. Let us know if it does actually have a real cider, and we'll get the cider map updated.
Because we're unlikely to be back.
Probably unlikely to be back at that part of town. So after that, we kind of hit a few places that
aren't even worth talking about.
Didn't have anything worth it.
And then we went onto that street which contains three good pubs. What is the name of that street? It's where Cloisters is, which we've mentioned before, and we'll touch on again. But there's two other pubs on that street that are nice pubs. The cider should have been better, but they're all pubs worth going to. I would say it's one of the best streets in Edinburgh to go to for pubs, even though the cider isn't necessarily the best. Cloisters now has cider, although it didn't whilst
well,
we were there.
When we visited, we partly visited because it had its beer and cider festival on, and they had hoped to have some Gwynty Draig ciders on tap, but they had an adapter that was broken. However, I'm pleased to say that they've got a new adapter. And as we speak, they should have some Gwynty Draig on tap. They've had the Black Dragon has been and gone. And last I heard, I think it was the Two Trees Petty. So if you get yourself down to Cloisters, they should have some good cider on at the moment, hopefully.
Yeah. So a mixed evening we had, in cider terms.
Yeah, it was a bit disappointing in cider terms.
Well, disappointing in cider terms in some ways. I mean, we're unlucky with the timing in other ways. But it's still, there's a lot of nice pubs in Morningside and Brunsfield, so worth visiting.
Indeed.
But for cider purposes, if you are strict on your cider purposes, check out our cider maps for the real recommendations.
Yes, I updated it all today, actually. It took me a while. I added 12 new pubs today.
All right.
Bringing the total up to 58.
58 pubs mentioned in the cider map.
Mentioned. There, we've only recommended 15 out of those 58.
So we've been to 58 pubs in Edinburgh.
Yes.
That's not bad going.
It's not.
And we've probably been to more, but just we haven't covered them together.
When we weren't that interested in cider. So, yeah. Cool. Okay.
Well done. Well done. That's a hell of an achievement. 58 pubs in the cider map. So we move on. We branch out next.
Yes.
That's what we do.
We do indeed.
Now, branching out.
What have we got?
What we have here is a Kingston Black Apple Aperitif.
Interesting.
So this is again Robert Ainsworth, who's featured quite heavily in our recent podcast. He got this from the Bristol Cider Shop when he was working in Bristol. And this is what I'm told, he was told, is the Somerset version of Pom Pol. Now you remember Pom Pol?
Yes, I do remember Pom Pol.
What do you remember about Pom Pol?
It was kind of liqueur-y. That was the kind of apple brandy thing, wasn't it?
Well, you see, it's not apple brandy thing. It's apple brandy mixed with apple juice.
Aye, that's what I mean by thing.
So it's what you end up with is something that's about as strong as wine, or stronger wine, 18%.
Okay.
And it's like a hybrid cider, apple brandy or apple juice, apple brandy, that kind of thing. So it fits quite nicely for...
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
Let's branch out. Thanks, Bob. And,
apparently,
the Somerset people, they all think that this is much better than Pompol. So apparently...
Do they? Well, they would, wouldn't they?
And so Somerset and Normandy have got their own rival drinks. I just realised this might be... No, it's not a cork.
No.
So we're fine.
All right.
Okay, well, you can try first, because I'm still finishing off some...
Yeah, you've poured out too much, as usual. So don't give us too much, since it's 18%. Give us a little bit more, yeah. That'll do. So, what have we got here, then? Still kind of orangey liquid.
I should have brought the Pompol as well to compare them, shouldn't I?
A kind of slight apple-y hint. Let's give it a sip.
Apple-y hint? It's just the apples, isn't it? It must be.
Ooh. Ah. Touch syrupy.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It is different to Pompol. I quite like it the longer it goes.
I can't remember the Pompol. Is this sweeter than Pompol anyway?
Yeah, we should have compared them.
Hmm.
Yeah, it is.
I like.
Sweeter. It's nice.
It's quite drinkable.
Yeah. I don't know the occasion I would have this.
Yeah, that's the problem with these kind of things, is that they're nice, but...
I mean, I'm not a man that drinks in a liqueur very often.
Yeah.
Or a wee aperitif.
You could substitute it with a whiskey.
I'm far more likely to have whiskey in the evening than
true.
I mean, I can imagine a time and a place, like those times when you maybe get guests over or something like that, you want to give them something different. This is definitely something different. And it's nice to have maybe if you are hosting a dinner party. I don't do it very often. It's nice to have a bit different.
Yeah, true. Because I think it mentions on the back...
It's quite toffee-ish as well, actually, isn't it?
It serves as a dessert wine. So
that's exactly what it's like.
It's very much like a
dessert wine.
Along those lines. So I like, but I'm not sure if it really fits my...
It's nice. I think Pompol was nicer, actually, from what it was...
Stop playing with those bottle tops.
Sorry. I think Pompol was a bit nicer from memory. It was a while since we had Pompol, right enough. It's nice, though.
Yeah. If you're looking for a kind of spirity wine thing that isn't as strong as a spirit, but is stronger than wine, you're finding something to bridge that gap, and you like apples, give it a go.
And you like apples, give it a go.
Well, you don't even need to like apples, to be honest.
To be honest, I think the closest thing to say, it's like even though it's half cider brandy and half apple juice, it tastes very much like a slightly apple-flavoured dessert wine, that's it.
Yeah.
And I think Pompol was slightly better.
Yeah.
But it's still nice.
Yes.
Give it a go.
Agreed.
So that was Branch Out.
Cool.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It met the definition.
Yeah, I suppose it did, really.
It does. Even though it's entirely contained in apples. Mm. In fact, it's got more apples than half the Swedish cider, doesn't
it? Yeah, probably.
Anyway, do we have anything post-bag or Twitter's worth?
We've had a few discussions on Twitter recently.
We have.
So do tweet us if you'd like to get involved.
Oh, you know, I thought you were going to go into to talk about those discussions.
No, nothing worth kind of one-off mentioning. As usual, do send us your cider, especially Devon Red, as we've already mentioned.
Yeah.
Get onto the cider website.
Send us cider. If you send us cider, we'll definitely review it. And contact... What's the best way to contact us so that people know where to send the cider?
I think I've put our address on the website, just in case.
Oh, have you?
I think I have. If not, email us.
Email us at theorchard@ciderreview.com. Tweet us at ciderreview. But that's it, then. That's all from issue 14.
Issue. So we've turned into a magazine now, have we?
No, we've not turned into a magazine. Well, you could say we're a magazine-like show.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
But that was it from issue 14. Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes, tweet us, all the rest of it, and we'll see you soon.
We shall see you soon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.